Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next!
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special, you're so fucking special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here, I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body and a matching soul. I want you to notice when I'm not here. You're so freaking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whistle solo.
Hello. Welcome. I'm a creep.
I'm a weirdo.
We know.
And this is our January 12th edition of the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, everybody. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. Where?
.com.
How'd we do?
It was very good. I like it when everybody plays along. Hey, listen.
Were we cheesy?
Yeah, no. Hey, speaking of cheesy, that was Richard Cheese with his version of Creep. Who does Creep originally?
I think that's Radiohead.
Is it Radiohead?
Yeah.
I love that song, but I really love Richard Cheese's version. And the reason I'm playing that this evening is because my bestie, Paul Hunley, is a big Richard Cheese fan, and he's at home recovering. He's been recovering all week since Monday. Had a little anal fissure.
Oh, no.
Had it repaired.
No. Yeah. So hacky sack injury.
Hacky sack.
He's got the hacky sack-itis. So I imagine he's sitting at home on a donut with a couple of cervezas. And he's listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
And he just turned it off.
Yeah.
He so is pissed.
Did you at least send him some lotion?
No. He already, you know what? He tried the lotion. He tried the nitroglycerin lotion that the doctor gave me. Now, see, the thing was, when I had my anal fissure.
You're speaking from experience here.
The technical term, medical term, hacky sack-itis.
Okay. Yeah.
He gave me the nitroglycerin gel to apply to the
affected area.
But hold.
And he said, the doctor told me at the time, if this does not fix it in about 10 days, we're going to have to operate. All right. Well, apparently, I was doing a lot more willing and praying than my buddy Paul, because his nitroglycerin gel did not take. So he had to have it surgically repaired.
You don't really read the directions, so you probably used half a tube every time.
Goop
it up!
And it's nitroglycerin. It up. You know, it's nitroglycerin. So it's like, you watch those old westerns. Where
don't
fart.
They're
keep away from flames.
The nitroglycerin in a wagon or something like that, and you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because, any false move could cause an explosion.
Flash turn.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, that's that. That's our opening song, Richard Cheese and I'm a Creep. I love that. I just love the way it sounds. If you're not a fan of Richard Cheese,
maybe you should be.
Yeah, look him up because he does all of his songs sort of
cheesy.
Cheesy. They're night or lounge singer-ish versions of some very popular songs.
And he even has Cannibal Corpse.
It even does Cannibal Corpse. How about that? Let's see. If at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so.
You probably won't, though.
If you have an inclination that you want to comment on anything that we're saying, or if you want to play along, give us a call. 727-498-0502. If you're absolutely too... What was that?
That was something serious. A little pre-show What's dinner.
It? We all have headphones on, but we heard that.
Carmelitis.
Yeah. All three of our listeners just heard that.
I was willing to blame that on the chair because you kind of moved, so right. I'm like, oh, it's the chair.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
So anyway, like I was saying, if you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. And both are acceptable, and both are very fun. Please do so. Please give us a call. Damn it.
We're so lonely.
Someone.
Anyway, is there anybody out there?
Right. So,
shout if you can hear me.
How are we all feeling? I know, Steph, you came home and you said that you thought you were on the verge of getting sick. So
again?
I've been holding this cold off. At like arm's length for about 2 weeks, but it's almost like an arm wrestling match, and I think I'm going down, but I'm trying.
Count this time. I mean, there's only so much Theraflu you can drink, or what, is it Theraflu, or is it what do you Alka-Seltzer Plus? What do you
doing? Emergency.
Right.
And you know now
you've reached the limit.
I'm the halls and everything else.
I think like on the emergency, they say if you surpass eight drinks or eight doses, you're done.
You're
just getting sick.
Yeah,
not going.
It's too much for us.
I used the whole box over the last 2 weeks.
Jeez.
I know. I have enough vitamin C in my system. I'm surprised I'm not like turning orange or something. But yeah, I'm trying.
All right. Well, that's my blushing bride, Stephanie. There. Yes. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
She's got a little pink beanie on tonight, like it's like freezing in here or something.
It is.
Uh-huh. My little girl just got back. I picked her up at the airport yesterday. Mm-hmm. She just got back from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Her job sent her down there on a buying trip.
Yep.
And she did some buying down there.
I did.
Good for you. I was so proud of you,
selling.
Hannah.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for you. I mean, I know that you were nervous as hell going to the airport and stuff like that. When you don't know about things, new things tend to stress people out a little bit, you know.
Right.
But you handled it like a pro.
I tried.
One of the things I was going to tell you is, the day that I took you to the airport, you were unbelievably stressed out.
Yes.
But when we got there, you acted like a complete professional. We went up to that ticketing kiosk where you had to get your boarding pass. And, if it had been me by myself, okay, if I had gotten there and I had scanned my driver's license twice like you did and it didn't work, I would have been like, well, I guess I'm not going.
Oh, shit. Guess we're missing this flight.
But you handled it. I was so proud of you because you just whipped out your information, your ticket information. You typed it all in and bingo bango,
you got
your boarding pass.
Right.
So from that point on, I knew for sure that you were going to make it just fine.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just work myself up.
Yeah, you do. Well, I think we all do.
Yeah.
We all do. Anyway, also in the studio this evening is Jack. I've got a little bit of a story for you a little bit later, Jack.
I can't wait.
You're going to wish.
You're going to be jealous.
Well, kind of.
Going to be super
kinda,
jelly beans.
Kind of, yeah.
Is someone getting a lower prosthetic?
Well, it's got something to do with that, I think.
You think?
All right.
What?
Anyway.
It's your show.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Did you read it or not?
I read it, damn it. I'm just trying to build some suspense for
and
the rest
I'm,
of the
I'm
show.
I'm trying to ruin it now.
Right. Boy, don't tell my secret.
It's like, I was like, what could I possibly be super jealous
don't
about?
Don't ever tell Jack anything.
Too smart.
Yeah, right.
Too smart.
She figured me out. Right. Must have been the look on my face.
It said you were thinking about the D.
Yeah, right.
Always.
All the time.
Always.
Hacky sack injury indeed.
Also here in the studio is my boy Tygan. I noticed that you came home a little bit ago and you had one of your axes with you. So I can only assume that you had a mid-afternoon jam session or a band practice. Does that mean Deceptive Intruder is getting ready to go back out on the road, or what's happening?
Well, we're getting close. We're not doing anything till the end of the month, but it's good to hang out. You
gotta start practicing. Warm up.
Right. That'll be here before you know it. It's already the 12th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, So I will say again that I'm a creep. My name is Mark.
We know you're a creep.
And I will be your host for the next couple of hour and 50 minutes, something like that.
Deal with it.
Buckle up. Hey, all right, so.
So.
Here's the thing.
Bang.
We have this president. I don't know if you've heard.
No. Asshole.
Stop, Todd.
I was unaware.
Nice. That's not nice. President Trump. So apparently now he's got everybody up in arms about comments that he made at this this meeting in the Oval Office, I think yesterday.
Very presidential.
Yeah, well, he seems to think that there are nations in the world that are shithole nations.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, well, he did say that.
I know, but today he says that is not the word he used.
Oh, he didn't. What did he say?
He didn't specify.
Something whole?
But... No.
Crap hole?
He said what anybody would want him to say.
He didn't say that.
Fly over country.
Yeah. So I just think it's, all day long on the radio, because I listen to talk radio all day, and everybody's been kicking this story around. And, some people, there are a lot of Trump supporters out there, and then there's other people that are just totally offended by everything that he does.
Right.
Now, he, in this meeting, was getting frustrated because his legislators are basically wanting to come up with a new deal or a new plan or a revised plan on giving immigrants basically, a break a little bit. And he got so frustrated with that he says, why do we keep letting these people from shithole countries come to America?
Nice.
Yeah, and then he followed it up by saying, basically, we need more people in this country from countries like Norway.
Yeah. They don't want to come here.
Yeah. Right. The shithole countries.
They think we're a shithole.
Right. Well, the shithole countries were basically Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa. So...
Perhaps something to think about is that the shithole countries are shitty because of poor government and not the actual people living in them.
I think you're giving him a lot of credit.
Well, and that is one of the backpedals he used today.
Well, no.
I'm not defending him.
No, but that's one of the things that
he tried to pick that up.
Well, that's a very good point, Jack. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons that we have you on the show.
Because you're smart.
You're very smart and you're very insightful. That's very good.
See, I think it's more of a melanin thing.
Well, I'm just saying that he is wrong because of this.
Well, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So many people are saying that that's a racist comment. It is a racist comment.
Yeah.
It is a racist comment. But here's the thing. If you are in a meeting, of this importance... let's say Ty's in the meeting, and he's the one that, when it all comes down to it, he has to make the decision. Things are not going the way you want to go. If Ty makes that comment, if he says that, why do we keep accepting these people from shithole countries?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make Ty a racist, or is it just a statement made out of frustration?
Well, one, in a position like that, you have to...
Part of the job description,
you have to be professional. You can't say things like that. But it's not... The statement is not necessarily racist. If you go to those countries and they really are broken down, poor countries, then it's true. You shouldn't put it like that.
Yeah, no.
And then the other thing is just because there are people that live in poor conditions doesn't mean they're going to come to our country and somehow spread it like a disease.
Right.
They would hopefully like the opportunity and excel in social standing.
Anybody would want to do is if you're in a bad situation, mm-hmm. you'd like to leave that bad situation and go to something better.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's what America is all about. Mm-hmm. White people came here for a better life.
They're not coming here to
ruin
it.
None of us are from here.
No, none of us.
So it's like we all had to come here to begin with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what to think about the whole situation. It seems like on a daily basis, he's putting his foot in his mouth.
Right. He needs an etiquette class.
He does need an etiquette class. He needs basically somebody that's, it's like, he needs to lean over to somebody and it's like, okay, I'm getting ready to say.
Well, this is what I want to say. But
why do we keep letting all these shithole nations into our country? And that person can go, oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, no. Don't economically say that. Oppressed. Yeah,
don't say that. Right.
Use your big boy words.
Yeah, right. Use your big boy words. Right. Well, and I said, I was talking about this today at work, and I said, whatever prep school he went to...
Yeah. He didn't go to.
They have got to be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, their enrollment must be dropping like flies.
Well, remember earlier in the week when he said that he was a stable genius?
Yeah. Right.
And then he went on to say that I went to many colleges or college...
Yeah.
You know, it's like he just talks out of his ass all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, he is, you know, earlier in the week, he's claiming that he's a stable genius. If I think a genius, I'm thinking Einstein.
Yeah. Someone who's smart.
Thomas Edison. People
Stephen
that have
Hawking.
Created things or come up with these thoughts that have basically changed the way we think about the world. You know, not him.
You know, average, that's a shithole country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody was saying articulate. On the radio today that, you know, he may not think or may not admit that he's a racist. He might not even know it just because he has always lived with, you know, like white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not ever really had to deal with anything other than things that were very nice, very expensive.
Well, then you would think that he would be a more eloquent speaker.
You would think that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, he speaks like he grew up in a trash can.
What are you talking about? Which he has all the best words.
Which was one of the draws when he was running for election. People said, oh, you know, he's relatable. He talks on the people's level.
Well, and then I've also heard the argument, well, that's what everybody wanted. We wanted a change, and now you got your change, and now you don't like it, you know. He's saying things that everybody wanted to say but couldn't, and now nobody's happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well... Yeah.
Well, it's embarrassing.
I didn't want him to say that.
Right.
You know? Well, he was saying that from the beginning.
Right. I would like it if you could be a little bit, or a lot more presidential. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, here it is. He's the president. Whether you like him or not, you really, as an American, you really got to kind of root for him because if he does good, we all do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, and he's
maybe
the, he's
if
the
he does
face.
Well, the rich people will do well.
He's the face of our country right now.
I'm just afraid that if he keeps on going the way he's going, America's kind of gonna look like a joke.
Right.
We already do.
I mean, do we look like North Korea? I think everybody in the world knows that Kim Jong-un is a complete lunatic.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Does everybody in the world think that America...
uneducated.
We're being led by a complete lunatic.
Yes.
Right.
I don't want that.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah, well, anyway, good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
Remember we talked about that lottery, the Powerball lottery?
Yes.
Okay, $450 million, and we were hoping that somebody we knew had gone up to Newport Richey and gotten a ticket.
Yes.
Well,
no.
Turns out a 20-year-old kid,
yeah,
20-year-old kid, won the $450 million lottery.
What's his name?
I don't know what his name is. His name is now Richie Rich. He changed it. I mean, I just can't even... What do you... At 20 years old, would you want to win it at 20 or would you want to win it in your 20s or in your 30s or in your 40s? Would you like to get a little bit more life experience under your belt before you now had $450 million?
No.
Or whatever your take-home is.
You know? No, I'll take the money. Earlier the better.
Hannah says, take it now, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been a person, as soon as I get money, it goes in my savings and I never touch it.
Uh-huh.
So that would be okay for me. It would just... build up, interest over time.
Right.
And I could have also gotten my surgery sooner. So yes. That would have been a plus for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I heard somebody say on the radio, this woman said, well, if I ever won that money, I would give most of it away to charity. And
wrong.
Yeah, if she had ever called this show with that crap, I'd have been like, you are void. You don't get that. I mean, if you think about how most charities work,
they're stealing it.
They are such criminals. Most of them. Most of them. You know. if you want to give money away via a charity or be charitable with your money, I would say
donate to the Marco Radio Show.
That first and foremost, but also like pick a family. You know, don't give it to a big organization, but right. but single out people that you know are struggling. Mm-hmm. Somebody with a family member that has cancer and, right. and doesn't have health insurance. You know, help use it to help wisely. Somebody individually instead of giving it to a large corporation.
For them to suck all the money out of it.
Yeah, because they're, you know, such a small percentage of that money is actually going to go to who needs it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's that. That's my story.
Yeah.
Sticking to it.
I'd make Dean Guitars very happy.
Yes, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
Right. So another big thing that's happening this week.
Tails.
On the heels of all the California wildfires.
Sure.
Now all of a sudden they got these mudslides.
Rain. Worst thing ever.
Yeah. Who wants to move to California?
I mean, I still want to move to
we've
California.
We've lived there. I lived in California for 2 years, and I didn't experience anything like that. But, man, oh, man, it just seems like over the last, decade, I mean, every year they've got these wildfires.
It's finally starting to fall into the ocean.
Something. 17 people have now died from these mudslides. And the ages range from, a 3-year-old all the way up to an 84-year-old. And this is in Montecito, California, and it's like a high dollar area.
Absolutely.
These aren't you know poor people that are getting killed. I mean,
these people matter.
Yeah, these
are real people.
These are people from the shithole side of town.
It's not due to poor infrastructure, is maybe what you're saying.
I'm just like him.
You are. These are well-built homes that are beautiful that are getting wiped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just sad. You know, you think about, you go to bed one night and then...
you're dead.
You're dead.
Right.
Wake up dead.
Wake up dead.
Or, you know,
in mud.
I remember I saw on the news earlier this week that a 14-year-old girl was rescued and they dig her out. She's completely covered in mud from head to toe. And she was like... Boy, I thought that was it for a minute.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that'd be a terrible way to go.
Oh, my God. Right. Buried alive?
Right.
Gross.
Unbelievable.
Right. Anyway, so that's that. What else do I have?
That's it.
That's it, everybody. Good night.
22 minutes.
Oh, Steph, I did want to mention this.
Yes.
Now, look, we've been drinking Diet Coke.
Yes.
For a long time. When did Diet Coke come into existence?
I would like to say...
If you had to guess.
Late 80s.
Nope.
No?
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
Because, see, I was a big tab drinker early 80s.
It's. I'm surprised you don't have cancer yet.
Well, who knows? Maybe I do.
So, Diet Coke...
Yes.
Came into existence 1982.
Oh, okay.
Now, all of a sudden, they've decided that they want to give themselves a little bit of a makeover. So they've come out with 4 new flavors.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
No.
The flavors are ginger lime.
No.
What?
Feisty cherry.
No.
This is the one
What's
that bothers
feisty
me.
Cherry?
I have no idea. That's, feisty. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a stripper name.
Yeah. And the one that bothers me is blood orange.
Ew.
What's that going to taste like?
Is it like all these flavors mixed with Diet Coke? Or are they their own little lemon lime?
Well, remember how they came out with the cherry Coke and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And cherry then the last one is cool. Twisted mango.
Ew.
I don't know. I think I'm going to stick to my regular Diet Coke. I don't like, you know,
I don't like. Yeah, no. I don't want any fruity flavors in my Diet Coke.
Nothing
thank
like
you.
That.
Not those flavors. Those were the worst flavors ever.
Yeah, they were.
Maybe
a
vanilla? I could see a vanilla Diet Coke. I like vanilla Coke.
I've heard of people putting milk in Pepsi.
Gross.
Why?
Well, you know, you said
I feel
vanilla.
I feel like it would curdle.
Yeah, that just seems gross.
I think if you didn't drink it fast enough, it might.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Well, I can't imagine putting milk in anything.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Why don't we do that? When we come back, I want to talk about something that Jack may have missed out on when Jack was a young lad.
Oh.
We're going to do that. Hey, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about...
stuff.
Surprise.
A surprise.
These nuts.
We'll be right back. Everybody, we are back, and that is Going Down by Freddie King. The reason I played that song is because earlier this week I was on Facebook, and I saw one of my local heroes, Betty Fox, talking about Freddie King. So I was not familiar with Freddie King, so I went on iTunes and I looked up Freddie King, and I found this song.
Very nice.
Going Down by Freddie King. I like that. And thank you, Betty Fox.
Thank you, Betty.
Love so much.
Speaking of Betty.
Yes.
Hideaway Cafe.
Yes.
On February 2nd.
Is this where she's doing her live recording?
I think that's on February 2nd.
Okay.
And on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
February 14th, they're having a Blues Valentine show at the Hideaway.
Well, we should do that. We're not doing anything else on that day, on Valentine's Day.
I don't know. We need to talk to the girl of the day.
Well, you should definitely go to the live recording when you just sit in the back and be like, Marco Radio Show! Radio St. Pete!
Yeah, Radio St. Pete!
Check it out.
No, we should do that. That'd be kind of cool to do for Hannah's birthday if she would like to do that.
Yeah.
Go to the Hideaway Cafe and see Betty Fox. If you're local here and you are not familiar with Betty Fox, you should become familiar with Betty Fox because she is fantastic. She is a blues singer, and she can do it, man.
Fabulous.
She can really, really do it. And that'd be kind of cool. An acoustic live recording. And if you're in the audience for that, that means that forever you are part of that. You're clapping. Or your woohooing will be part of history.
We definitely need to do that because I need a new CD of Betty because I'm going to wear mine out. Mm-hmm. And how fun would it be if I was actually on there?
Can you actually wear a CD out?
I don't know. I'm trying.
I saw some CDs over at Hannah's place that were kind of worn out because a dude got a hold of them.
Yeah, he's a he CD player.
Mm-hmm. CD eater.
Mm-hmm. Shamey.
Bad dog. So he's anyway, bad dog. Jack, it's too bad you didn't know this chick when you were a kid.
Hmm. All right.
I swear to God, if you know this story, I would be so mad.
I'm sure he does.
An Illinois woman has gone into business selling tiny prosthetic penises for trans boys as young as 5.
What?
Yes. Yes. Trans penises, selling them for trans boys. No, not trans penises. Prosthetic penises. Mini prosthetic penises for trans boys as young as 5.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Her name is Sarah Desack.
Nice. It would almost have to.
She's the mother of a gender non-conforming child, and she is making the silicone underwear inserts. On a website that declares helping your kids live fully and embodied is our only goal.
Okay, well, since they're still children, what is the functionality of this? Is it a stand-to-pee device? Is it just aesthetics within their clothing?
I think it's who's for people that want their trans child to be sporting a package.
Which nobody should want that in a child, so I'm kind of trying to figure out what the purpose is exactly.
Look at the package on that 5-year-old.
I think it's secretly for pedophiles.
Yeah. Interchangeable parts.
Says that the mini prosthetic penises are available in a range of skin shades from cashew. Would you consider yourself cashew?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure cashew is probably darker than what I am.
Or chocolate.
Definitely not that one. Maybe something closer to marshmallow.
I was going to say vampire.
Yes, that.
So, and we
talk grape ape.
We let the cat out of the bag a couple weeks ago on the show and let everybody know that you're in transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of that whole story and I got a lot of feedback from that story. A lot of people really dug that. But here's the thing that I was thinking. Ooh. We said that, okay, you've had your breast removed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next obvious step is basically to go for a penis.
Yeah.
But then the whole story kind of...
D's nuts.
D's nuts.
The whole story kind of went to, well, it seemed to me that you were waiting until you could get like...
A good option.
A good larger one. And I've been thinking about that.
A good set of D's nuts.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that ever since. It's like, hey, look, you don't get to cut in line.
What do you mean I don't get? I'm not, average would be great. Either I would have a micro penis or I'd have a big one that had no functionality and a huge freaking scar on my arm where they took all of that skin off.
Oh, wow.
I would be missing a huge chunk rectangle of skin.
Let me tell you something. You take a rectangle out of my arm to give me a Big Johnson, take them both.
Oh, my God.
Take both arms.
Take them both.
Take the whole arm.
Make it huge.
I don't need the left one.
Make my arm the junk.
Jesus.
Shoulder.
It just
go from the shoulder.
You know, I mean, maybe we should start you out with one of these micro penises. micro prosthetic ones and see how you like that.
No. What? Why?
Well, I mean, you got to get used to having a little something something down there.
Well, we do have something. It's called Stand to Pee device, or a packer that you can wear in your underwear. Yeah.
All right. All right, well.
How does that work?
Can we see it?
No.
I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you were saying you had one.
No.
I was just saying, wait.
We, the transgender community, have something that's not meant for children. It's meant for adults.
You got that medicine spoon with the end cut off.
Yeah.
So do you suppose there are a lot of parents, because when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, we were kind of, it's like, well, when did you know? As like a 5-year-old, you knew, right? Yeah. Okay. So as a 5-year-old, if your mom came to you and said, hey, I just went online and I can get you a mini prosthetic penis, would you be into that?
Well, again, the question is it going to allow me to pee standing up?
No, I think what this is, it's an underwear insert. I think it just makes it look like you
just
got,
gives
like
you something to play with.
Right.
Well, as a child, it would be hard for me to make a decision like that. But unless it allowed me to stand to pee, then it would be useless to me. Because yeah. Nobody's like looking in my pants for anything.
Yeah. No. No. Listen. Don't all girls, when they're checking out dudes, they look at the package, right?
So no.
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 As a 5-year-old, you wouldn't be all like, yeah, no, cool story, Mom. How about some Legos instead?
Yeah, right.
I just wanted a race car. I just didn't want Barbies. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't need a penis.
It doesn't even do anything.
Right.
I'll pass on the kielbasa, Mom.
What do you do with it?
Like, if it allowed me to stand and pee, then yeah, I would have been all about it.
Right. All right. Well, I just thought, you know, saw the story. I thought of you first.
Well, go to the website and check it out just to answer some of the questions.
I saw some fake child junk, thought of you.
Yeah, right. Like, jeez.
Nothing creepy about that.
So, anyway. Hey, now here's something that I saw that I was actually very surprised to learn this. Now, look. Stephanie, your favorite landmark here in the area is obviously the Skyway Bridge.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we've all heard the stories where, you know, from time to time we hear that somebody has jumped off the Skyway Bridge.
Yes.
Well, I read this article and it said that on average, one person a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commit suicide from the Skyway Bridge. So what that tells me is that the news media is not giving us the whole story. Because every once in a while.
What are they doing with all the cars?
Yeah, that's a good... Probably they auction them off.
Just push them off the side, too.
Or they...
Coral Reef.
Uber, taxi. Take me to my final destination, please. Thank you.
Well, and how many people... Because they have those suicide call boxes up there.
Right.
An average of one a month succeeds
right.
in jumping off. How many people actually get up there
and get talked down?
Well, I just did see an article, I think it was last week, where a highway trooper did stop somebody. It stopped a woman from jumping. And then I saw a part of this article that said that, you know, a lot of suicides are either by gunshot or by strangulation, like hanging, that kind of thing.
Oh.
And they said that suicide by jumping off the bridge is, because it's out in public, it might be somebody's... Cry for help. It's more possible that that person doesn't really want to do it,
mm-hmm.
and they're hoping that at the last second...
Someone will care enough.
Stop them.
Ah, right? Okay.
So, but still, what? I just can't even imagine...
Yeah, I had no idea that many people were actually jumping.
How many people, since 2003, how many people have committed suicide off the Skyway Bridge?
Hold on, I can't do that math.
No. Well, I can tell you. It's 130 people. 130
my God.
People have committed suicide off the Skyway Bridge. I have a thing here, and it tells you year by year. So 2017, actually 13 people. And there's an asterisk. By the 13, because they have to do the autopsy on this last person they found to determine whether or not they did, in fact, jump off the bridge. and not like fall off a boat or something like that.
Oh.
So 2017, 13, 2016, 12, 2015, 12, 2014, 9, and it goes 9, 9, 12, 9, 5, 9, 11, 10, 5, 11, 4, and 13 again back in 2003.
Wow.
So that's pretty incredible. I look, you hear it from time to time that somebody jumped off the bridge, but you're not hearing it that often. You're certainly not hearing it once a month that somebody jumped off the bridge.
So, wow.
I mean, Stephanie can't even hardly, she can't even drive over the
bridge. I can't be a passenger in a car going over the bridge.
We also did see on, I believe it was the Sunday morning show on CBS, they did a story on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. And that's another bridge that has a lot of people jumping off of it. And they said that by the end of this year, they are going to be retrofitting the bridge with nets.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that.
Now, we talked about that.
And they
that.
Showed a picture of these nets. And here's the thing. You're still going to get to jump. You're just not going to make it to the water.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's still...
I mean, to me, I can see like some thrill-seeking kids. Like,
oh yeah,
let me jump off and see how high I can bounce.
Right, because
if
they,
I can bounce back.
They know? Look like they look like
they,
the nets
they look
at
like
the
circus.
Circus
nets, right.
Right, under the trapeze where they you know do
spring you
bounce.
Back up.
You're gonna get a homeless encampment under there. They're gonna be really in shape.
Right,
bouncing around,
climbing on cargo nets all the time. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, to me, I don't understand suicide at all. But, I mean, if you're going to do it, I just don't see myself.
Do a flip.
If you're going to jump.
Do a flip. Best
if you're going to jump off anything, I'm jumping off a bridge. I mean, those
instead
people.
Instead of a building.
Yeah. That's bad.
Right.
That's bad.
That's bad.
That's a sure shot, though.
That's,
there's
a
no
splat.
Coming back from that. Look, if you're undecided. And you jump off the bridge, you still got a little bit of a shot that you're going to make it.
Right, and there's people have.
If you're working out your perfect jackknife into the water, if you're cutting the surface of that water just right, you might make it.
You go right to the bottom.
You go right to the bottom and get the bends on the way back up.
Probably.
The whole thing just sounds awful.
Just land right on a shark.
Yeah, that too.
The sharks all like, Jesus.
Awful.
What the hell was that? Yeah. So anyway, before every show, we try to do a pre-show dinner.
Yes.
And tonight, Stephanie, my blushing bride, came home with some Mexican food from Carmelita's.
Carmelita's.
Carmelita's is a great place.
Yes, it is. Did you know they have 4 locations now?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Hey, remember we did the story, was it last week, that little girl had just, the 11-year-old girl left Carmelita's walking home and she got hit by the train?
Right.
Remember?
Right.
She had her headphones on.
Remember?
I remember.
Yeah. Was that the one in Newport Richey?
I don't know.
Anyway, they have 4 locations. The original...
No, Haines City.
The original location is the one I went to. I believe it's the original location.
Right.
5211 Park Street North. They also have one in Pinellas Park, one in Largo, and one in Newport Richey. I love Carmelita's.
I do, too. And they're a nice family. When I
it's
used
actually
to have,
two families.
Well, when I was Captain Chemdry back in the day.
Back in the day.
They were customers of mine, and they were all very, very nice. I did several of the family's homes.
Yes.
Nice homes. They're making some money over there at Carmelita's. I want to tell you that.
Well, they got great food.
They've got great food and great atmosphere.
Very, very nice people.
Very nice people. You can check out Carmelita's at carmelitas.net.
Right.
They're open... I think it's Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had tamales and enchiladas. Great food if you want to call ahead and place an order.
Well, you didn't get me anything, but I was very thankful that Hannah couldn't finish hers because I ate the rest of hers and it was fantastic.
Well, that's I was counting on that.
Yeah.
You know, we always end up with way too much food.
That's true.
I called ahead 727-545-2956 for the location on Park Street. Call ahead, order, pick it up, go in. They have the best sangria. Oh, I that's love, right. That's right. I love their sangria pictures.
Too bad you
pictures.
Can't bring any of that home.
Right. Mm. Right. Mm. That's more of an eat-in kind of right. thing. Yep. But if you're in the mood for Mexican food, go there to Carmelita's. Is.
Carmelita's.
Get some sangria.
And have some sangria mm-hmm. for me.
All right, so this is gross.
Oh God.
Great. Mm-hmm. Straight from dinner to gross.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of mouth cooking?
No.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of baby birding?
Yes.
Now, baby birding, I've actually witnessed myself.
What?
Yeah. It's really gross, Ty. My mom and I, when I was a kid, for whatever reason, I don't even know what the reason was. I was a kid, you know. We shared a hotel room with this hippie chick and like her 3-year-old kid, right? This hippie chick, everything that she fed the kid, she put it in her mouth and chewed it up first and then spit it out and put it in the kid's mouth.
Disgusting.
Right.
Gross.
Yeah, right. So that's baby birding. I heard a story on the radio today, which I thought was kind of coincidental because I was planning on talking about this tonight, is that this guy, he's going on to the internet and he's looking for help. He's got the perfect girlfriend, but all of a sudden she has this gross habit. And the gross habit is baby birding.
Oh.
And it just came out of the blue. One night during sex, they had strawberries, right, in the bed. She chewed them up and put them in his mouth. And he said, then we had the best sex I've ever had. But ever since then, because she had such a great time, now if they're having chicken or hamburger or she's chewing up everything and wanting to feed it to him. And he's beside himself.
Yeah, gross. Oh, she's got to go.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
And the thing is, when he says, hey, no, she's like, you don't love me enough. Oh, you don't love him anymore.
You're right.
Crazy. You're right.
You're right. Gone.
Beat it.
Sorry.
Beat it. Yeah. So anyway, this mouth cooking, very similar, but it's cooking. Okay.
Well, it's prepping. You're not job.
Cooking. Okay. Let's say Ty.
At your job. Right. No knives.
No knives.
But yeah, still have to dice everything.
Let's say it's Thanksgiving. Okay.
No.
You're gonna make stuffing for the turkey. All right. You got your onion. You got your celery. You got your carrots. You got whatever else you're going to put into the stuffing.
Eggs.
And instead of chopping it all up, you're biting pieces off, chewing it up, and just building this big spit wad that you're going to stuff into this turkey, right?
They used to fire people for that.
Yeah, right.
Well, now it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, some people are like, well, what about all the bacteria from somebody's mouth? And then other people say, well, yeah, but you're going to cook it, so it's going to kill most of that. Well,
I don't
most
care.
Of it, most of it.
What about the herpes?
Right. And, just completely gross. This British woman, Iska Lupton, she was on a British cooking show, and she was demonstrating mouth cooking. And she made this stuffing for a turkey. And people all over Britain were completely appalled.
Yeah, right.
She put a raw egg in her mouth and swished it.
That's how
Ew.
She makes omelets.
And
she will crack eggs in her mouth, swish them around like mouthwash, spit them out, and then cook them.
Gross.
She's going to catch something.
I hope so. I hope so.
She's either pitching or catching. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, so the moral of the story, kids, is don't do any mouth cooking and stay away from baby birding.
Yeah,
they do a lot of weird shit to be famous.
Really yeah, they do. Yeah. They really do.
Mm-hmm. They do. They absolutely do. How much time do we have? We have enough
about
time?
10 minutes.
All right, let me throw some sports in here.
No, I'm wrong. 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Good. Hey,
wrap it up.
My my Tampa Bay Lightning lost last night 5-1 to the Calgary Flames.
Can't even say it. They're so on fire.
Well, I got lost and last next to each other. I'm a little dyslexic, so last. There, how about that? Should I say
Perfect.
It again?
No.
My Tampa Bay Lightning lost last night 5-1 to the Calgary Flames. Next up for the Bolts, they face the Golden Knights. I think that's the new Vegas team. The Golden Knights?
That sounds like a Vegas
team. I'm almost sure that is. Here at Amalie Arena, January 18th. So they got a few days off.
Yes.
And that game will be here, like I said, at Amalie Arena at 7:30 p.m. Now, the NHL All-Star Game is being held here in Tampa Bay January 28th. But they're having an all-star weekend that starts January 26th. So okay. That's kind of cool. So if you're like a hockey fan, especially if you're a Bolts fan, you can go over to Amalie Arena and, you know, watch them practice and get autographs and all kinds of stuff like that. Now, one of the cool things about this All-Star game is four of the NHL's finest players are coming from the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Nice.
Yep. And those Fair players nice. Would be Victor Hedman. He's a defenseman. Nikita Kucherov. He used to be the leader of Russia, and he plays forward now. Steven Stamkos, he's a forward. And Andrei Vasilevsky used to be a general in Russia. He is now the goalie. Forget about it. I really try. Victor Hedman, so though.
Funny. I was going to say, didn't he get injured
Victor
last
Hedman
night?
Got injured last night in the game against the Flames.
Pulled his groin.
No, he took a puck to the knee or something like that. And we're just hoping.
Used to be a great adventure.
Took a puck to the nut.
We're just hoping that Victor will be okay to play in the All-Star game.
The 18th would be nice.
It would be his second All-Star game.
Bad case of puck nut.
It's puck knee, Ty. Puck knee. The NFL playoffs are in full swing again this weekend with the divisional round. Saturday's games include the Falcons versus the Eagles at 4:35 tomorrow afternoon.
Then the late game
is going to be the Titans at the Patriots at 8:15. Then on Sunday, you've got the Jacksonville Jaguars in Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. That's at 1:05. And then the New Orleans Saints will be in Minnesota to face the Vikings at 4:40 Sunday afternoon. Now, my picks for this weekend.
Hold on, let me write them down.
Write them down. Tilly's all excited to hear them. Listen to her. What are your picks, Dad?
My picks.
I'm picking the Eagles over the Falcons. That's Falcon ridiculous. I'm picking the Patriots over the Titans. Those are the Saturday games. Then on Sunday, I'm picking the Steelers over the Jaguars, which is unfortunate because I'd really like to see the Jaguars win. But not a lot of people beat the Steelers at home. And then the late game on Sunday, I'm picking the Vikings over the Saints. So those are my picks for this weekend, which would basically, what's that going to do? That's going to put the Eagles and Patriots in the final round against the Steelers and the Steelers and Vikings. And then the winners of those two games will be who goes
to the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Do the Vikings play indoors?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, they do. They have a beautiful stadium.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a fun weekend for football.
Right.
And the weather will be good for football, watching TV. Mm-hmm.
How much time do we have?
About.
You only took 4 minutes.
Yeah, you only took 4 minutes.
All right, well, here, I got a little filler story here. I wanted to know if it's too late to buy stock in Amazon. I was reading a story out of the Week magazine that says Amazon. How many packages do you think that they sent in 2017?
Well, I got about 100.
8 billion.
5 billion packages.
Oh, I was close.
And those are just to their prime customers.
Just to prime customers.
Just to prime. Five billion packages.
Kind of a big deal.
This guy, Jeff Bezos, started this business selling books out of his garage.
Right.
He is taking over the world.
Yes, he is.
I'm shopping on Amazon right now.
What? What are you buying?
Yeah, what are you buying?
All kinds of stuff.
Don't buy anything.
What? What do you mean?
That's just pretty amazing to me. 5 billion. And you think about this, because Amazon doesn't have their own delivery system, do they? Don't they rely on UPS and FedEx?
Well, they've got the drones in the works.
Yes. And they are supporting a lot of independent carriers now. I see. Well, I mean, to deliver that many packages.
But if you're one of the bigger
packages.
Ones like UPS and FedEx, I mean, you've got to be huge fans of Amazon.
Well, and a lot of them go postal service as well.
A lot of them go postal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the postal service actually delivers Amazon Prime packages on Sundays.
Right.
So it's incredible you know, how many people told him he was crazy when he started selling used books out of his garage online?
Still no word on when he's going to start delivering packages via drone, though.
No.
Remember, that was all the buzz.
But I saw something where the drones will be able to carry up to 500 pounds or something. That seems dangerous.
These are big drones.
See, hijack one of these
mofos. That's going to be a problem.
I don't know.
You can have little kids getting decapitated playing kickball in the backyard.
But kids don't play outside. No, that's true. The children will be fine. They're all indoors. And they're, you know, organized sports where they get a ribbon.
I get a ribbon.
Esports.
Hey, I did not read this article, but Steph handed this to me right before the show. And this is just something that I want you to think about. Okay. GM, General Motors, plans to release cars with no steering wheel in 2019.
Next year.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Are
we getting too ahead of ourselves?
I don't know.
Yes. What are they, I mean...
Think about
it.
What are they replacing it with?
Driverless car or like game controller?
I don't like it.
No, driverless. Anyway, we need to wrap up.
All right, we'll take a break. All right, listen, everybody. We are at the end of our first hour.
Yes.
It has flown by.
It has.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Nobody's called us yet. No. If you want to do that, it's still time. 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song now. It's called I Ain't Drunk.
Oh,
and we'll come back. We're going to talk about some more racial stuff.
Oh, great.
Cool. All right, everybody. We'll be right back.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
Just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Man, you gotta be shaking yourself.
Stay drunk all the time.
Oh, come on now. Now y'all get like that. Come home last night, all lush. Baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all doing
this? But you're so high.
I just having fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talking about me like that. Now let's have a little drink, just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
With me, I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
Hell, y'all talk about me like that.
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business.
Stay drunk all the time.
You gotta watch yourself too. You understand what I'm saying? I wanna tip you, baby. Before I go, I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk.
Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here,
but you're so high.
4, 5, 6, 7.